Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. This is our Memorial Day. I mean, our Veterans Day show. This is the day we're taking to commemorate veterans, to thank them for their service, and to promote that whole group of folks, that whole group of Americans, millions of them out there. And we're doing it this half hour with Missy Stutzman. She's the Director of Entrepreneurship and Small Business with the Institute for Veterans and Military Families. Missy, I want you to say that website again. I want to do it real slow. Say it real slow.
Okay. It is ivmf.syracuse.edu.
All right. So IVMF for Institute for Veterans and Military Families, ivmf.syracuse, like the city. .edu, because you're part of the Syracuse University, right?
We sure are.
All right.
Yes.
So your organization is helping veterans all over the country. You got 18 installations. You served 100,000 folks. And how many more could you serve?
You know, we're building capacity every day. So it took us about 7 years to get to 100,000. But I feel like, you know, just in a couple of years, we'll double that number. And we'll see that number just keep creeping up. I mean, you have to remember that in 2007, when we started with our very first program before we were an institute, we were one person part-time, you know, serving 17 veterans. And now we have over 100 staff full-time, plus 40 students working for us at any time.
Wow.
You know,
good.
Serving upwards of 30,000 veterans a year.
Good for you. Now, tell us some, you got some success stories. Tell us about it.
You know, we have some amazing success stories. We have two grads. Recently, we did our annual survey. Our top earning grad from our Veteran Women Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship program is earning over $30 million a year
with
her company.
Time out. Her company is doing $30 million in sales?
$30 million in sales
a
year. We have another entrepreneurship boot camp.
What's her background? What's her background? What's her prior service?
You know, yeah, so she was in, I believe, the Army, actually, got out after just a few years. So
NCO or officer?
One permit. Enlisted.
Okay, see there, folks?
So,
go ahead.
So, yeah, so now she is a very successful company. You know, another thing is it's not all about the dollar signs. We have one company, or we have one veteran, David Sharp, and he's one that has an amazing story about, you know, resiliency and coming from being suicidal to starting a company that, you know, now really works with those veterans that are at risk, and he's able to give jobs to other veterans to help these veterans through. It's called Stack Solutions. He's based out of Georgia. So, you know, we have some great dollar successes. We also, you know, but we also have some great people who've really kind of found their purpose through small business ownership and have been able to kind of give back. And I think that you see that a lot with veterans in the social angle that, you know, as they start their company, they always want a piece to be able to give back. So, like I said, you know, we have, you know, 10 companies that are earning over 10 companies that are earning multi-millions a year, and being able to create over 1,000 jobs last year, our graduates did.
Are you seeing the big companies like Facebook, Google, those companies, the new tech companies, Are they amenable to veterans, to prior service? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah. So Facebook is, you know, Facebook is a very active member of the Veterans Jobs.
I'm really glad to hear that because I'll tell you.
Yeah.
There's a bifurcation here in the younger generation. You got a small percentage that are serving, and serve well and proudly. And then most of that generation is not only serving, and nothing against them, but they don't even know necessarily what's going on. My son was in Iraq for the first time, I was getting checked up at a store, and the young lady said, "Oh, are you Craig's dad?" And I said, "Yes." She says, "Where is he now? I went to high school with him." I said, "He's in Fallujah."
Right.
And that was in Fallujah, was the most dangerous place in the world. I said, "He's in Fallujah." She said, "Where's that?" So, right. Anyway.
Yeah, 1% of the nation has served after 9/11. And so the thing is, though, is that veterans come back, 60% of them are going to go work for small business. Yep. So it's why it's important for companies like JPMorgan Chase, Facebook, whoever, to not only hire veterans within their companies, but also to buy veterans within their
companies. Hire vets, my friends. At least interview them. Give them an extra chance to interview them. And hire them if you can. You'll thank me and Misty Stutzman later. IVMF.Syracuse.edu. That's the website. Misty, good job. Keep up the good work. Come back soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a good
Misty
one.
Misty Stutzman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.